Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. This is Denny Nugent, and I have a verse today that might have shaken you up at one time or another. It's Matthew 12:31. That's where Jesus made this alarming statement: "I say to you, any sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven." Well, John, several listeners have submitted this question: what is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and how do you know if you've committed that apparently unforgivable sin?
Let me be really specific about this. The blasphemy of the Holy Spirit was a sin committed by the people in Israel when Jesus was present. Okay? He was there. They saw him. They heard him. They watched his power displayed as he banished illness from the land of Israel for the duration of his ministry in a time when there was no such thing as a cure because there was no such thing as an accurate diagnosis. It was a stunning, startling, inexplicable power display that proved that he was God in human flesh. He said that all that he did by the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember now, when he came in to this world, he submitted himself to the Father's will and the Spirit's power. And when they said he was of the devil, he said, "You have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. You have attributed the work of the Holy Spirit through me to Satan, and you can't be forgiven for that." Here's the point. They concluded the opposite of the truth about Christ. He's not from God, he's from hell. You can't be forgiven if that's what you believe. The takeaway for us is, if you reject Jesus Christ, you cannot be saved. You cannot be forgiven. There's no other way.
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more teaching on this topic or to ask John your question, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.